This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Business Podcast, and I'm excited today to chat with one of our recurring guests, Robin Billups, who is the connector with the Billups Group. So today we're going to talk about things that have surprised her over her career and how she keeps others motivated and helps them through these times. But first, Robin, I'll ask you to take a moment and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Robin Billups. I'm the connector with the Billups Group. I have a consultancy working with minority women-owned firms looking to do business or solve the problem of gaps in their supply chain with corporations.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for being here, and we'll dive right in. So you've been working for several years in this space. What are some of the things that have surprised you throughout your career?
The things that have surprised me is what I thought about this deeply because I'm at an age and a time in my life, so it's almost like things are recycling themselves. That's one of the surprises for me. The other surprise for me is that power seems that it does not have any concern about the next generation. And historically, people have taken care of the next generation, or at least prepared the next generation. And then this silence, you know, it surprises me, the silence of people who have the power to do something, but are standing on the sidelines, twiddling their thumbs. And more importantly, more positively, the resilience of young people. You know, it doesn't surprise me, but I'm not shocked, but I'm more of excited about what that looks like. It's one of those things that, you know, here I go with my list, right? One of the biggest surprises to me is that truth has no quarter anymore. You know, we wordsmith everything. You want to lean in. Well, I've been leaning in all my life. You want cancel culture. Well, I see it more of accountability than canceling out things. That words like equity, justice, and inclusion and diversity have become bad words, or they're turn-off words, when again, it's really what we need to fix in our systems and in our communities. We need to fix what we historically have said we want it to be. Let's continue to work towards that instead of standing on the sidelines.
Yes, I love those thoughts there. And I feel like you're such a great leader and the kind of person that is looking out for the next generation, and such a great example for people and mentor for people in my generation and stuff like that. So I'm always happy to get to talk to you for those reasons. But yeah, I love those thoughts. So speaking of being a leader and a mentor and an example, how are you helping others through these times? I mean, we have the pandemic going on, and just as you mentioned, even cancel culture and that whole holding people accountable. And really, I feel like we're in a great season of social justice and a shift in our culture to become more inclusive and equitable. So how are you helping people through these times right now?
Grace, I really, really appreciate how you captured that, because it is a season. We are in a wonderful season that we can either go left or right. We can go up or down. And with that, I'm not a passive person. I'm an actively engaged individual. I'm a woman of faith, which I've shared with you guys before. So what I always try to do is impart information. I truly believe my purpose, my mission, and I've known this since I was 10 years old, is to impart information, to stay positive. I think that staying positive and helping people see, you know, I don't like that glass at the half full or glass half full. I don't like none of that. I just like looking at the truth. And the truth is, we have to help each other. You know, we are human beings, and we were put here to support and help each other. So what I try to do is impart excellent information. I try to remind people of my favorite words, that you have to implement, that you have to be exposed, and you have to educate. And education sometimes can be a little bit painful, because it forces people to assess themselves and see where their shortcomings are, and but also to assess themselves to see, you know, what good do they have? You know, we were all, as I always say, we were all sitting here with everything we need. It's just each other helping to get it organized and to move it forward. And then I just try to be consistent. I really try to consistently be Robin, so that people know how to approach, the folks that know me know how to approach me, and they already know what I'm going to say. You know, I'm going to ask, you know, I'm going to ask 59 million questions. I made that up many years ago, but I will ask 59 million questions. I'm not trying to be nosy. I'm just trying to help us look at it from a realistic common sense standpoint and see where the answers are, because the answer is always there.
Yeah, I love that sentiment too. You know, like being consistent and figuring out who you are and then sticking to that and really just consistently committing to that person. I absolutely love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's your generation that we're all dependent on. You know, we're really, really dependent on you guys. You guys have seen a lot more. You've experienced a lot more in your short lifetime compared to what I've experienced over my, you know, 60 something years. What you've seen in a snapshot, it took over 50 years to happen for me. But you guys have seen so many things, good and bad, that have imparted on you. And you guys are taking the time to say, you know what, this is good, I'm going to do that. This is bad, we need to work on that. So I'm there to push. I'm really, really there to push and shore you guys up and keep you motivated, because we need you. You know, this is how life unfolds. Generations take over. And it's your turn to take over. And it's our turn to, you know, wisdom and knowledge comes with time. So it's our turn to impart that wisdom and knowledge and be there to support you and guide you, but not lead anymore. It's our turn to help push you forward so that the next generation gets what they need for when it's time for them to take over, you know, that kind of thing.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Business Podcast. It's always such an inspiring and insightful conversation when I get to talk to you. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts today.
And I appreciate having the ability to share with you. Thanks again. Take care now. Bye-bye.